Governor Peter Shumlin signed the health care exchange bill Wednesday afternoon. It sets up a regulated health care marketplace or exchange in compliance with the federal health care reform law that was passed 2 years ago. Governor Shumlin says it will help Vermont move towards the state's planned single-payer system.
The health care exchange is a huge help to Vermont because we think it's going to draw down about $400 million. In federal money to help struggling businesses in Vermont and struggling Vermonters pay for the rising cost of health insurance. So we really see it as an economic resource for us to continue to try and move towards universal access.
Vermont Medical Society Executive Vice President Paul Harrington says their physicians want their patients to have insurance and support health care coverage. But Harrington notes that there could be a glitch in the federal health care exchange program that Vermont's new law accommodates.
The bill the governor signed into law yesterday is the next step in Vermont's health care reform efforts, and it really puts Vermont on track to comply with the federal legislation, whereby beginning January of 2014, all Vermonters, all Americans would have to have health insurance coverage. And the significance of the bill the governor signed yesterday is that health insurance would be affordable because the federal legislation provides significant subsidies for individuals. Now, having said that, the U.S. Supreme Court took testimony earlier this year on the constitutionality of the federal bill, and they'll be making their ruling in late June. If the Supreme Court upholds the federal bill, Vermont would be well on track. However, if the Supreme Court overturns the federal bill, I think we'll have to go back to the drawing board.
Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom Executive Director Jeff Wenberg says if done properly, an exchange can be a positive step towards more affordable and accessible health care. But Wenberg opposes Vermont's health exchange statute.
The exchange bill that was passed in Vermont is unique in that it outlaws private insurance outside the exchange. So, in other words, as of January 1st, 2014, when the first group is included, about 100,000 Vermonters will be forced to give up their current insurance or whatever insurance they have at that time, whether they want to or not, and purchase something from the exchange. And at this point, we do not know what those packages will look like. We haven't seen the benefits. We don't know the cost. And we don't know exactly what the coverage is going to be. So it's very risky. It's probably inconsistent with federal law in that it outlaws private insurance outside the exchange. And it unnecessarily narrows choice and freedom for Vermonters in the whole healthcare field, a direction completely opposite to the direction we believe the state and the nation need to go.
Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security Education Fund Policy Director Donna Sutton Fay counters that there will be numerous choices available under Vermont's exchange.
The exchange will help small businesses and their employees in terms of getting decent insurance at an affordable cost. There's been a lot of concern about whether there will be choice in the exchange, and we feel confident that there's going to be significant choice. Both the health insurers that sell small group insurance in Vermont now are planning to participate in the exchange. There's going to be four levels of plans with choices at each level. And the really important part is that there's federal subsidies for people and small businesses when they're buying their insurance through the exchange.
Vermont hopes to implement a single-payer health insurance program by 2017. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.